Hey everybody, welcome back to the podcast. I appreciate all of you tuning in. This is your host and creator of Lionheart Living and Power Radio, Spencer Deering. This is episode 7. It's been a while, and the topic of the day is duality and our 3D plane. So this is a pretty deep topic in regards to where you can kind of go with this. So I'll keep it as light as and as simple as possible, just because some people may not understand this and some may understand this, and either way it's fine. It is what it is. But duality is a concept of having opposites, of having, you know, differences between two things, because dual means more than one. So, for example, we have life and we have death. We have daytime, we have nighttime. We have good and bad. We have positive and negative, happy, sad, love and hate, etc. So these dualistic concepts are there in nature, in our world, as part of what we need to grow as an individual and as a collective. Understanding these concepts helps you as the individual better your consciousness. It helps better your enlightenment. It makes you more enlightened. It will help you become more aware and awake of, like, what is really going on with certain things. And that's what I feel like you can't get away from, because there is always a duality in everything that we do. And the sooner that you may start to understand that, in my opinion, the better your life becomes, because you're not having to resist so many things that you want to resist, right? You're not going to have to resist so much of the bad, because you know it's there and you know that the good will come. Going a little further, there is what we call a neutral state, and this would be the in-between, the gray space, the blurred environment, the blurred space in between the two opposites. So the idea would be to get into a neutral state as best as you can in whatever environment and whatever you're experiencing. This neutral state would be also defined as being in the moment, being present, being in the essence of who you are right there and then. This is the time where you're going to feel the most alive and the most free, is when you're in the moment, you're silenced, you're enjoying kind of who you are and the space and the time that you're currently seeing yourself and feeling yourself in. So this is the power of neutrality, and this is what you should work towards if you are having trouble with being in an array of emotions, an array of thoughts, an array of judgments constantly, and you're not really feeling like you're stable or solid. If you're not feeling solid, you're most likely having a difficult time achieving a present state. So a couple things, or a few things you can do to achieve a solid state, which would be staying in the moment, staying present, which would be getting yourself back into a neutral state of body, of mind, of spirit, of emotion, would be to, you can do 6 deep breaths. That has been proven to lower blood pressure and to calm the nervous system. The experience that you're feeling, if it's very, very intense, may not fully be gone, but 6 deep breaths will be able to calm you and reset yourself to the best of your ability to reset yourself. And this always gets better in time. What you could also do too, if you have the ability, is to just totally walk away. If you're in a very negative space or negative environment, you just walk the hell away. Just get out of there. that's always the best thing. The most powerful man usually walks away from the fight instead of actually fighting. Also, if you have the ability to, as well, you can meditate. So if you're kind of feeling more mentally stuck, more mentally negative, or emotionally drained, or what have you, you can do meditation. And meditation will help you bring back yourself to that neutral state, being in the moment, where you can feel not necessarily an out-of-body experience, but you can get to a point in meditation where you literally don't even feel your body. You just feel like a heavy or a very light essence, or you could feel like yourself sinking through your body. And we can talk about this in another episode of meditation, but meditating can be very, very beneficial for getting back to a neutral state, but you need the time to be able to meditate. And one last parting piece before I finish this is, we live in a duality world, okay? You have positive, you have negative, and you have these two spectrums. And in the middle, in the center point, is neutrality. There is a lot of power staying in the neutral space. I know it feels very good to be positive. It feels excellent to be very loving and kind and generous and humble. But you can do these things from a neutral stance without having the positivity represent who you are. I mean, you can feel these extremely amazing emotions and feelings and states of being, and you don't have to fully be represented by that. So it's just kind of difficult to explain, but you can be neutral, where things come and go as they please. When good things come, you experience what it is and you come back to neutral. You don't try to live in that most positive space, try to grab at it and harness it and stick to it and never move from it, because then that stops you from having another experience like that, or having a negative experience where you can learn from that. So staying in a neutral space will allow you the most abundant space you can put yourself in, where negative things will come and go and positive things will come and go, and it just keeps going and flowing, and it's all natural, and everything is just, it is what it is, and that's it. And although it sounds very easy, and it's easy to describe through words, it's an interesting feeling, and it's extremely difficult to constantly be in a neutral state. I myself have a lot of difficulty with this, but I'm aware of it, and with that awareness, I'm always trying to work on being just neutral, staying in the moment, letting things come and go as they please, good or bad, what have you. And that is where I find the most pleasure, the most bliss, the most bestest me ever. And with that being said, I've written two blog articles on duality of our 3D plane. The first is showing you what that duality is. And then the second, the part two, is what neutrality is. It talks a little bit of enlightenment and how you can go about it, and some teachings from Taoism and stuff like that. But if you want, check them out. It's lineheartliving.shop/blogs, or just go to the website and go to the blog page and you'll find them there. But check them out if you want. Other than that, guys, enjoy the day, and do your best to get into a neutral state. It's a lot of fun. And this is a constant thing, you know, until you die, and then who knows what happens after that. You will always be going through this dualistic nature. That's just the way the game goes. So have a great day. I love you all, and we'll see you soon. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.